Lesson 4. Three things that you need to do. Chapter 1. Study the Bible. A. Read the Bible daily. Your Bible is food for your spirit. Feed your spirit daily with the Word of God. If you do not feed your body, it will become weak. It's the same with your spirit. If you neglect your spirit, it will weaken and affect your faith, hope, and love. When is the best time to read the Bible? The best time is in the morning, when your mind is fresh. I recommend that you read a chapter per day. B. Read the Bible systematically. Start with the New Testament and in this order. 1. The Gospel of Mark. 2. The Gospel of John. 3. Acts of the Apostles. 4. Romans. 5. 1 Corinthians. 6. Galatians. 7. The Gospel of Luke and 2 Corinthians. 8. Ephesians, Philippians, Titus. 9. Colossians and 1 John. 10. The Gospel of Matthew and James. 11. 1 and 2 Thessalonians. 12. 1 and 2 Timothy. 13. 1 and 2 Peter. 14. Hebrews. 15. Jude, Philemon, 2 and 3 John. 16. Revelations. After reading the New Testament in this sequence, you can start making your own reading plan. However, if you read a chapter per day, you will take 9 months to finish reading the New Testament. C. Read the Bible with patience. In the Bible, you will find certain passages which you may not be accustomed to. This might lead to a sudden loss of interest. Let me give you an example. In the first chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, you will find a list of names, genealogy to read. This is but one of the things that may throw you off. Another thing is that sometimes, because you don't understand certain parts in a chapter, it will keep you from grasping its full meaning. So remember, 1. This is normal, and not because you lack understanding. 2. There is a continuous trail of thought in the Bible, and you'll find that as you read ahead you'll start understanding things that you hadn't before. D. Read the Bible with a spirit of prayer. The Bible is not a magazine or a romantic novel. It is a book which contains the power to transform your life. It's only by reading the Bible that you will come to develop a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you do not know Jesus, you will not be able to follow Him. By reading the Bible, you feed your spirit. Therefore, read each verse with an attitude of prayer. Start off with a simple prayer, asking God for understanding and wisdom to help you practice what you are about to read. God will always answer this request. When you have finished reading the chapter, go back and meditate on the scriptures. This means reading the scriptures slowly and letting the Word of God penetrate into your spirit and soul. Read the Bible repeatedly. There are certain truths and meanings in the Bible that you won't understand straight away. This could be indicative of the circumstances you are going through at the time. Often, a certain scripture that you read might not make sense to you at that precise moment, or it may be difficult for you to put into practice straight away. But if you read that same scripture later on, in another situation, you might get a revelation from it that transforms your life. Example, if you are experiencing a calm and peaceful period in your life and you read the following scripture, Romans chapter 12, verse 14, bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. You may say to yourself, I could never do this. This is not for me. But then your circumstances change, and you have to deal with someone who dislikes you and who is spreading lies about you, etc. This time when you read the scripture, it will jump out at you, and because you are a zealous Christian and you want to obey the Lord, you will not only understand what is written, but you will apply it in your life by dealing with this person and situation differently. Practical suggestions. 1. Always have a pencil or a marker at hand. Mark the verses that touch you the most. You can also mark the ones that you don't understand so that you can ask the leader of your Bible study group to explain them to you later. 2. It is also advisable to use a notepad to take notes of all the ideas and concepts you are learning. 3. Never start off by reading the Old Testament. I suggest you only start reading it after you become familiar with leading a Christian life, and only when you have someone who is more experienced to help you. Open your Bible in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Read it until it sinks in. We refer to a scripture in the following manner. The name of the book, Hebrews, the chapter, 4, the verse, 12, chapter 2, pray. The Bible is the Word of God. How do you communicate what you have read in the Bible? How do you speak the Word of God? Through prayer. Praying is a way of speaking to God. You shouldn't repeat meaningless words to God, but you should speak the words that you have learned and read in the Bible. In order to grow spiritually, you need to pray. Prayer is your source of spiritual strength and well-being. Prayer is our spiritual respiration. Practical rules about prayer. 1. Pray every day. 2. Pray with expectation, with faith in your heart. Everybody can pray, but it is only a child of God who can pray with faith. Remember what we've learned about faith. This is the only type of prayer that touches God. Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. You must believe that God will answer your prayers and that you will receive what you've asked for. 3. Pray with an open heart. When you pray, open your heart to Jesus Christ, so that He can come in and make known to you and through you His awesome power. Allow the will of God to be done in your life. 4. Pray with patience. Praying is a spiritual exercise. Being an exercise, the more you pray, the easier it gets. For example, it's not easy to pray every day, but if you keep at it, it gets easier. God will answer your prayers according to His timetable and His will, not according to yours. So be patient. 5. Pray and give thanks with a joyful, trusting, and thankful heart. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Pray according to what God promises in His Word. Pray with trust, confidence, and gratefulness. As you draw near to God and open your heart to Him with burning faith, you will undoubtedly receive the answer to your prayers. The main elements of prayer. There is no fixed formula on how to pray. However, we can say that prayer consists mainly out of 1. Praising. We praise God and Jesus as our Lord and teacher. 2. Confessing our sins, our weaknesses, our shortcomings, our failures, and our imperfections. 3. Requesting. We ask God for Him to forgive our sins, to give us strength, health, provision, and guidance every day. 4. Interceding. We pray for our family and friends, for our daily workload, for the society in which we live, for our country, for its authorities, for its government, for the church we belong to, and for its church members. 5. Giving thanks. We thank God for His love for us, for having given His only Son to die on the cross for us, for answering our prayers, and for everything that Christ represents in our lives. Chapter 3, Witness. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. What does witnessing mean? It's when someone talks about something that they know to be the truth. Therefore, in order to witness about something or someone, you first need to have experienced it. Acts chapter 1, verse 8 calls on us to witness about Jesus, our Lord. It's a glorious privilege to have been given this task. When we love someone, it's difficult not to talk about them. We talk about them to everyone. We talk about the way they behave and about their actions. We emphasize how precious they are to us, etc. Just like parents talking about their beloved children. We should witness about Jesus with this same passion, because we love Him with all of our heart. We should tell people how Jesus died on the cross to save us, and about everything that Jesus has done and is doing in our lives. Jesus asks us in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, "Go into the whole world and to preach the good news to all creation." What does it mean, go into the whole world? What is preaching the gospel? Who is all creation? It means to witness about Jesus to your neighbor, to your colleagues at work, or to your schoolmates. To a person who might feel depressed, without hope, unworthy, and without a purpose in life, or to a person who seems to have everything but who feels an empty void in his/her life. Jesus gave us this commandment in Luke chapter 9, verse 60, "Go and proclaim the kingdom of God." I would like to congratulate you on completing the elementary course for new converts. Please await your diploma. I advise you to carry on, motivated by the desire to know more about God and to become a faithful disciple who continuously follows his master, Jesus Christ. The next step you should take in order to enhance your spiritual growth is to enroll in the complementary course.